样一个联合的崇拜。
Praise the Lord that we can have this joint service this morning.
今天我们的信息是来自于以赛亚书第四十章。
The message this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 40.
这一章跟我们上礼拜所谈的以赛亚书第一章是非常不一样的。
This chapter is very different from chapter 1, which we preached a week ago.
因为整个以赛亚书前面三十九章跟后面的二十七章语调是非常不一样。
Because the Isaiah is divided right about the point of chapter 36 to chapter 40.
上礼拜我们看见的第一章所看见的是一些责备的话。
From chapter 1, it's full of rebukes.
但是在四十章我们所看见的是神安慰的信息。
From chapter 40 and on, it's word of comfort.
那个语气，那个内容是这样的不同。
The content and its intent are so widely different.
所以以至于有些圣经学者认为以赛亚书根本有两个不同的作者。
And some of the theologians may even think that there may be two different authors for the book of Isaiah.
第一章到第三十九章叫做第一以赛亚写的。
And the first 39 chapters perhaps were authored by the first Isaiah.
四十章到六十六章的后面二十七章是叫做第二个以赛亚写的。
And from chapter 40 and onWere authored by the second Isaiah.
其实呢，整个以赛亚书是一个完整的信息。
In truth, the whole book of Isaiah is a complete book.
是的，语气内容是有很多的不同。
Perhaps there are different ways of writing this style.
但其实是一个完整的信息。
But in truth, it is one complete message.
神不仅宣告他的审判。
Not only he declared his judgment.
他也宣告他的安慰的信息。
He also declared his message of comfort.
他不仅仅是要责备。
Not only he wants to rebuke.
他也要挽回。
He also wants to heal them.
所以他四十章之后的后半段。
So the second half of the chapter 40.
是的，是比较强烈的看见神那样一种安慰的信息。
Yes, indeed, it's full of a message of comfort.
但是事实上，那也是神要传达先知们传达这些信息的主要的目的。
It is also the main purpose of the message from the prophet.
神是要带来救赎的恩典。
The Lord is going to bring the salvation to the people.
但是没有责备，怎么有恩典呢？
So without rebuke, how can you then manifest the grace?
没有认罪，怎么有赎罪呢？
Without repent, how can you see the forgiveness?
当你要把以赛亚书切成两半的时候。
If you divide the book of Isaiah into two halves.
尤其我们喜欢后面一半的时候。
Especially we are fond of the second half.
意思就是我要得到一个恩典，但是我不想被神责备。
So your psychology says I want to receive the grace, but I don't want to face the rebuke.
那样是一个不完整的救恩。
In that kind of a mentality, it is not a complete salvation.
以赛亚书四十章是后面二十七章的一个引言。
So 40 is like a preface to the second half of the book of Isaiah.
它也是一个承先启后的一段经文。
It is indeed a point to connect the past and to the future.
在前面的部分不但是有责备。
And before it, not only it had rebuke.
事实上，在三十九章的最后几句话，有提到他们要被俘虏到巴比伦去。
And on the last few verses of the chapter 39 talked about they will become captive.
事实上，在三十九章的第六节、第七节就曾经提到被掳到巴比伦的事。
And verses 6 and 7, for example, they will be carried off to Babylon.
但四十章一开始就提到一个救赎的恩典。
But at the very beginning of the chapter 40, it's talked about salvation.
是一个安慰的信息。
It is a message of comforting.
使得那些后来被俘虏的人看见先知的话语的时候。
For those who were later captured, when they see the predictions from the prophets,
他们心里边得到安慰。
They receive comfort.
因为神的话已经在这里了。
Because his words are already among them.
我们来看第四十章第一节到第十一节。
So let's focus on verse 1 through 11.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
你们的神说，你们要安慰安慰我的百姓。要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。
Says verse 1 and 2, comfort, comfort my people, said your Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her heart service has been completed and her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
神说要安慰安慰我的百姓。
The Lord here says, comfort and comfort my people.
他对谁说的呢？
Who was he speaking to?
谁是这边所说的你们要去安慰我的百姓的那个你们呢？
And who are those people? Though they, you, or you are going to comfort my people.
当然第一个是对先知以赛亚说的。
First, of course, he's talking to Isaiah.
更广义的说，神吩咐所有的先知们要去宣告安慰的信息。
Perhaps in a broader sense, he's speaking to all the prophets to go comfort his people.
用在今天，你可以说神要那些牧师、传道人去讲这些安慰的信息。
If you use that, apply that today, it's like asking all the preachers and ministers to go to preach the message of comfort.
其实，如果你看到后面，你会发现，其实这个命令、吩咐是给所有的基督徒的。
As you will see later, this command actually applies to all Christians.
事实上，第一节到第十一节，整个它的排列是一种我们叫做错列配置法，就是 chaotic 这种 A B B A 的排列法。
You heard it.
所以你看，第一节跟第二节所说的是什么呢？神要我们每一个人去宣告神的安慰。
So the very first verse, the Lord is telling all of us to go to comfort people.
第九节到第十一节，神要我们所有的基督徒去宣告神的福音。
Verse 9 through 11, the Lord asks all of us to go to spread the gospel.
中间有两段。
There are two sections in the middle.
第三节到第五节，一开头是提到说有一个声音在呼唤我们。
From verse 3 to 5, in the very beginning, it says a voice of one calling.
这个声音要呼唤我们，预备神的道路。
The voice is calling for us to prepare the way for the Lord.
第六节一开始又是一个声音在呼喊。
And from the verse 6, it says, another voice says,
那个呼喊什么呢？
What is that the second voice saying?
要依靠神的话。
You should rely on the Lord's words.
所以你很清楚地看见整个的结构就是一个 ABBA, 就是中间两段是平行的，第一段跟最后一段又是平行的。
So you can see the two in the middle are parallel, and the beginning and the last ones are parallel.
因此第九节当他提到说报好消息给锡安的啦，报好信息给耶路撒冷的，那些话所说的跟前面说的你们是同样一些人。
So the verse 9 says to you who bring the good tidings, this you means the same people as those who bring the comfort to his people.
神吩咐我们所有的人去安慰他的百姓。
The Lord commands all of us to comfort his people.
今天这个世界是一个分崩离析的世界。
This world is very much a divided up world.
家庭里面是分崩离析的。
Within the families, there are separations.
夫妻之间是很多的问题的。
There may be problems among husband and wife.
父母跟子女之间有问题。
And with generations problems.
兄弟姐妹之间可能也有问题。
Problems between siblings.
在同学当中，你们有问题。
Between peers and friends in the school,
一个国家跟一个国家有问题。
There's problem between one country to another.
一个种族跟一个种族有问题。
One race to another.
每一个人都是伤心破碎的人。
And all of us have a broken heart.
谁来安慰这样的人？
Who will be the one to come to comfort those?
神吩咐你，吩咐我们去安慰别人。
God is speaking to you and I to go to comfort those.
但是，谁能够安慰别人呢？
But who can, who is capable of comforting others?
哥林多后书第一章提到一件事。
And First Corinthians 1:4.
Second
Corinthians 1:4 mentioned.
他提到说，我们的神是一位安慰人的神。
Our God, our Lord is a Lord of comfort.
但是他怎么样透过我们这些人去安慰别人呢？
How does he work through us?
第一章第四节这样说。
Chapter 1 verse 4 says,
哥林多后书第一章第四节，他说：“我们在一切的患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。”
So it says here, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
我们能够安慰别人。
So we are able to comfort others.
是因为第一，神是安慰人的神。
Is because the Lord Himself is the Lord of comfort.
但神也常常经过，透过我们自己受苦的经验。
The Lord also uses our suffering and our experiences.
当我们经过患难的时候,
as we live through difficult times,
这位安慰人的神安慰了我,
this Lord of comfort has comforted us,
使我成为一个器皿, 一个工具,
so we become his vessel,
我们能够去安慰那些同样遭遇患难的人,
so we can be used by him then to comfort others.
所以当我们经历患难的时候
So as we experience our difficulties
你应该用不同的角度去看你自己所受的患难
Therefore you can look at it from a different angle
也许你会觉得我又不比别人坏
You might think I'm not worse than other people
为什么我碰到这样一个不讲理的老板呢
How am I supposed to encounter such an unreasonable boss
没有什么道理
There seems to be no explanation
有一个道理
There is perhaps one.
当你经过以后,
After you have experienced it,
哪一天你的同事来哭哭啼啼地找你了,
One day when your colleagues come to complain to you,
他跟你抱怨他的老板, 他的 boss,
when that person comes to complain about his or her boss,
你就知道怎么安慰他了,
Then you know how to comfort that person.
因为你跟他也同样一个老板,
Because you have lived through the same experience.
你不是只是跟他哭成一团而已,
You should not just be crying over each other's shoulder.
你必须先受安慰。
You should receive comfort first.
从神那里得安慰。
The comfort directly from God.
你就知道怎么去安慰别人。
Then you know how to comfort others.
有些人在婚姻里面出了问题。
Some has problem in their marriage.
当然，这个问题不一定说他自己都没有错。
The problem in the marriage does not mean that either one of them is completely at fault.
他可能有一些错误。
Perhaps he is at fault too.
但不管怎么样，在这个痛苦当中
，But however, through such a tribulation,
他经历到神的安慰。
He experienced the comfort from God.
这样一个人可能是最能够有效的去帮助其他在婚姻中受到痛苦的人。
So this person perhaps is the most effective one to help those who have a similar problem.
神吩咐我们所有的人要去安慰别人。
The Lord commands all of us to become a comfort of others.
但是你要准备好
But you need to be prepared.
神可能用你成为那个器皿、那个工具、那个管道
It's because the Lord may make you to become that conduit, become that vessel.
而神也可能会先让你经过这样的患难
Therefore, the Lord may lead you to go through this difficulty first.
你愿不愿意成为神的一个器皿
Are you willing to become his tool?
这个是决定你能不能够去安慰别人的一个很重要的一个关键
This becomes the deciding factor.Whether you can become a comfort to the other.
但是感谢神
But thank to the Lord.
神是一位安慰人的神
The Lord himself is the source of comfort.
即便我们经过各样的患难
Even though we have gone through many difficulties.
他能够使我们得安慰得力量
He will make us able to receive comfort and receive strength.
所以你可以把你的患难看为神在雕塑你在磨练你的一个过程
So you can see your trial or your sufferings may become a process or procedure for you.
你不是运气不好，所以碰到这种困难。
It's not whether you have a bad luck or not.
你不是无可奈何，所以经过这样的痛苦。
It is not something you just can't help it, and then you have to live through it.
神有一个旨意在你的身上。
The Lord has His will on you.
经过了这些事情，你能够成为一个有效的帮助别人的人。
With this experience, you become more effective.
但是安慰的内容是什么呢？
What is then the content of the comfort?
第二节他这边说，征战的日子已经满了，他的罪孽已经赦免了。
Says the harsh service has been completed, and sin has been paid for.
安慰的信息在哪里呢
？What is the message of comfort?
征战之后，现在已经和平了。
After war, there is peace.
在责罚之后，神对我们有一些安慰。
After the rebuke, He brings in comfort.
当我们认罪之后，神给我们的是饶恕。
After we repent, the Lord will bring forgiveness.
这是神所给我们的安慰。
This is indeed the comfort the Lord brings to us.
你知道，当小孩子被父母管教、责打的时候
，You know when a child is being rebuked or being punished by the parents.
当他眼泪汪汪的时候
，When she or he is full of tears.
管教完了，要做一件事情。
After rebuke and one thing needs to do.
很多时候，妈妈就把这小孩子还眼泪还在眼眶里的抱过来搂一搂，亲一亲。
And even when there are tears in the child's eyes, the mother will go to embrace the child.
那叫做和好。
This is to come to term.
对儿女来讲，他知道他做错了。
To a child, and that child knows and they have done something wrong.
他也认罪了。
And he has repented.
他也被责罚了。
Has been rebuked.
然后带来的是一种安慰，一种饶恕。
Then come out of forgiveness and the comfort from the parent.
父母跟儿女的关系不会因为这个责罚破坏的。
The relationship between you and your parents will not be severed because of this rebuke.
当在责罚之后有安慰的话。
Because after the rebuke, there's word of comfort.
今天很多心理学家会吓这些做爸爸妈妈的。
Some of the psychologists would threaten the parents.
如果你打你小孩的话。
If you hit him,
他一辈子都记得你。
He will remember that for his life.
记得你怎么打他的。
They will remember how you hit them.
他永远都不会饶恕你的。
He will never forgive you.
所以爸爸妈妈都不敢碰他的小孩。
So the parents wouldn't dare to discipline their child.
不一定。
That shouldn't be so.
有一天他会恨你。
Perhaps one day he might hate you.
因为他恨你，你从小就是不打他。
Because he hate you that you never really discipline him.
问题是责罚之后是不是有关系的恢复，有没有安慰？
The key is on after you rebuke whether there is a comfort.
神给我们的安慰就是在这一些之后，神说够了，现在是安慰的时候，现在是和平的时候，现在是饶恕的时候。
Because Lord has said enough. This is time for peace, time for comfort, and time for forgiveness.
现在是我们回到神面前的时候了。
It's time for us to return to the Lord.
这是我们的安慰。
This is our comfort.
第三节开始有一个声音在呼喊。
From verse 3 on, and there's a voice saying,
第三节说，有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
A voice of one calling, in the desert prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
一切山凹都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。
Every valley should be raised up, every mountain and hill made low,The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain.
耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。
And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
以前当君王出巡的时候，
When a king goes out,
他会先派一些臣子到那个地方去考察一番。
He will send some people to go there first.
特别要把路修好
especially to prepare the way.
在台湾也常常是这样的。
It's so in Taiwan.
有的时候总统要去哪里巡视了。
When the president wants to go someplace to look around.
第一件发现的就是有人开始来铺柏油。
First thing you find out is somebody will come here to repair the road.
一方面当他希望这个路是修得漂漂亮亮的。
In one way, they want to hope that the roads will look nice.
第二个，你当然不希望你的总统开了一部车子经过那里的时候，他被抖抖抖抖抖抖到最后抖到那里头都昏掉了。
Of course, you want your president to be comfortable as he rides along the way.
这边的意思就是这样。
This is the same meaning.
把路修平了。
To prepare, straighten your way.
因为耶和华要来了。
Because the Lord, Jesus, the Lord Jehovah is coming.
问题是那个路是什么
？The question is, what is that road?
那个路。所指的是人的心。
That role indicates and points to your heart.
因为我们知道这段圣经在耶稣的这个四福音书里面常常提到。
Because this verse is often mentioned in the four gospels.
每一次都提到谁呢？施洗约翰。
Every time when this is referred to John the Baptist.
就提到施洗约翰就是那个预备道路的。
And John Baptist is the one who prepares the way.
所以你看路加福音第一章第十七节的时候。
So if you look at Luke chapter 1 verse 17,
你就可以更清楚地了解什么叫做预备道路。
So it becomes more clear to you what it means by prepare the way.
路加福音第一章十七节他说，他必有以利亚的心智和能力，行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧，又为主预备合用的百姓。
Verse 17, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous to make ready the people to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
他这边提到是预备何用的百姓。
So prepare the people.
所以预备道路就是预备何用的百姓，何用的人。
To prepare the way, to pave the way, is to prepare the right people.
让这些人能够更预备好来迎接神，迎接主自己。
So those people are prepared for the Lord.
那怎么预备呢？
How do we prepare?
第四节说，一切的山凹都要填满，大小的山冈都要削平。
It says every valley should be raised up, every mountain and hills made low.
什么叫做山冈呢？
What do we mean by mountains and hills?
山冈所指的就是人心里面的那种的骄傲。
The mountains and hills are your pride in your heart.
爬山是很难的。
It's difficult to climb up.
这个台湾有些山很难爬的时候，都有一个名字的。
For those difficult mountains in Taiwan.And there is a special name for them.
叫做好汉坡，就是你够本事，你才爬得过这种山，叫做好汉爬得过的山，叫好汉坡。
There is one in Newton too. A heartbreaking hill, something like that.
山是不容易爬的。
It's difficult to go uphill.
神有的时候不容易进入一个人的心。
Sometimes it's hard for the Lord to enter your heart.
因为那个人是那样的高傲。
Because this person, his eyes are looking up.
So arrogant.
So arrogant.
以至于好像神没有办法对他说话。
So it's not just possible for him to listen to the Lord.
圣经上说山冈都要削平。
But then all the hills are going to be leveled.
山冈要一片一片的削平。
And all the mountains will be made low.
我记得我听过一个见证，提到山冈被削平的事情。
I remember I heard a testimony about this leveling a hill.
我听到一个见证是关于远东广播公司，这个 Far East Broadcasting Company.
Yeah, from a Far East Broadcast Company, a testimony from there.
二次大战结束以后，他们在那个好像是 Okinawa 或者在什么地方要设一个播音站。
And after the World War II, they were going to set up a broadcasting station in somewhere like Okinawa.
他们买了一块地。
They purchased a piece of land,
设了电台
and built the station,
也那个 tower 也弄好了
and built the tower.
他们要对中国大陆广播
They were going to broadcast to China.
试播的结果呢，大陆收不到
And after they tried it, they were puzzled because China could not receive it.
原因是在他们的播音站跟上海中间隔了一个山
That is because there's a hill blocking between them and Shanghai.
因为他们买到的地是一个山谷地。
Because the place they purchased was in a valley.
有一天，这个电台里面的负责的一个童工，去见这个 Okinawa 那时候冲绳岛里面的美军的司令。
So one of the person who was responsible for the company went to see the commanders of the U.S. military commanders in Okinawa.
那个海军陆战队的司令是一个基督徒。
This Marine commander of U.S. happened to be a Christian.
然后他就谈到他们的事工。
So they talked about their work.
这个海军陆战队的司令非常的兴奋。
So this commander was very excited.
这是非常好的工作。
He said, "This is a great work."
What can I do for you? 我可以为你做什么？
我呢可以为你做什么 ？What can I do for you?
然后那位电台的负责的童工就说：“我们现在有个困难，那个山把所有的电波都挡住了，我们发不过去，上海收不到。”
And he said, we have a difficulty. The difficulty is our broadcasting has been blocked by this hill.
那司令官他的办公室玻璃窗的后面就是那座山。
And this commander's view, his glass viewing from behind his office is looking directly up to the hill. Up
to, 那个司令官回头看那个山坡以后，对这位电台的童工就这样说。
So after he take a look at the hill, and he said to this person,
对于我们海军陆战队，没有什么事情是做不到的。
The Marines can accomplish everything.
第二天开始，他就叫冲绳岛所有海军陆战队把那座山铲平了。
So the very next day, he commanded all the Marines to gather up to level that hill.
几个月以后，从他的办公室到上海中间没有任何挡的一个山谷就过去了。
Sometime later, there's no blockage between his office to Shanghai.
然后那个播音真的上海都收到了。
And then it can be received by China.
山冈把它铲平了。
To level the hill.
你心里面的山冈需要被铲平。
The hill in your heart needs to be removed.
但有些人很顽固的。
Some people are kind of stubborn.
那就中国人说的不吃敬酒的话叫吃罚酒。if you don't want to follow the Lord obediently, then you will wait for discipline. 所以神有的时候耐心的等候，可是我们就是不回转。
Sometimes the Lord has a lot of patience for us, but we just don't turn around.
那你就等着神哪一天用另外一种方法把你的山冈就给砍了。
And one day the Lord may come and really cut off your hill.
但是山洼那个山谷也需要填满。
And the valley needs to be raised up.
什么是山谷呢？
What do we mean by valley?
很多时候是我们的那种自卑，那种自怜。
Sometimes it's because of our low self-esteem or our self-pity.
我们觉得我们太差劲了。
Sometimes we don't just think much of ourselves at all.
罪太多了。
We have committed too much sin.
我的罪多到一个程度，连上帝都没办法赦免了。
I'm so sinful that even the Lord cannot forgive me.
所以我把神也拒绝掉了。
So I turn him away.
把山凹要填满。
And the valley needs to be raised up.
我们这些传福音的人。
We as preachers of the gospel,
我们要帮助那些人心里预备好。
We need to help those to get prepared in their heart.
如果他是一个自卑的人，
If he's the one who has very low self-esteem,
帮助他正确的看他自己。
Help that person to correctly view and understand himself.
帮助他能够看见神如何看他为一个珍贵的人。
Help him to see how valuable, how precious he is in the eyes of the Lord.
那些高傲的人呢？
For those who are arrogant,
想办法让他能够体会了解我们人是何等的有限。
And we want to help those people to understand how limited we are.
因为当这些山凹被填平了，山冈被铲平之后，
When the valleys are healed, filled and hills are leveled,
耶和华的荣耀第五节他说必然显现。
And His glory, the glory of the Lord, will be revealed.
我们要看见耶和华的荣耀。
We want to see the glory of our Lord.
第六节开始，又是另外一个声音开始呼喊。
And from verse 6 and on, there's another voice calling.
有人声说，你喊叫吧。有一个说，我喊叫什么呢？
One voice says, cry out. And then the other voice says, what shall I cry? What shall I cry?
他下面说，凡有血气的尽都如草，他的美容好像野地的花。
It says, all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，因为耶和华的气吹在其上，百姓诚然是草。
The grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our Lord stands forever.
当我们经过昨天晚上到今天早上一夜风雨之后，
As we experienced the storm from last night,
你就可以什么知道什么叫做这个草必枯干，花必凋谢。
And you can realize what we mean by the flowers will wither.
昨天我们开车去 Connecticut.
We drove to Connecticut yesterday.
沿路经过 Massachusetts, Connecticut, 哇，秋天多漂亮。
And we drove through Massachusetts and Connecticut and saw the beautiful foliage.
今天早上再一开都没有了。
And this morning, as we drove by, we see bare trees.
一夜的风，一夜的雨，这一切美丽的这些秋叶都不见了。
One night of a storm will wipe away all these beauty.
所有人间你可以夸傲的东西，会一夜之间都没有的。
All that you may be boastful of in your life can go away in one night.
我想在 Massachusetts 最现实的一个例子是什么？
What is the most practical example in Massachusetts?
那就是王安公司。
That is like the Wang Laboratory.
二三十年前的时候，王安是全世界最有钱的中国人之一。
About 20-30 years ago, An Wang was the wealthiest Chinese.
现在他的公司到哪里去呢？
Where is his company now?
我们教会好像有很多人曾经在那个公司工作过的。
I understand many of us here had at least one time worked there.
中国人说，眼看他起高楼，眼看他楼塌了。
And the Chinese sayings, and you see him to build the building, you see how the building collapsed.
王安公司那么漂亮的那栋大楼，据说$500,000卖掉。
The beautiful Wang building, a very big and structure, was sold for merely $500,000.
他盖的时候是几千万美金盖的。
They were built by tens of millions of dollars.
他的楼塌了。
And it collapsed.
他的王国也没有了。
The financial empire disappeared.
我保证二三十年以后的 Boston 的人还会记得王安的。
But I trust you may remember him 20, 30 years ago.
我们会记得 Wayne Theater. 王安的电影院。
The Wayne Center downtown.
Center. 以后的人会问王安的时候，一定以为他是搞电影的。
Some may remember him as the one who promotes arts, performing arts.
很多年以后，可能人家问 Wayne who.
Some may even say, "Who is this Wayne?"
但是他曾经是那样的有名，他曾经是那样的成功。
But at one time, he was so famous and so successful.
这是非常现实的事情。
It is a real life example.
台湾也是有非常多一样的例子。
There are many such examples in Taiwan.
我在台湾工作的第一个公司。
The very first company I worked for in Taiwan.
那个塑胶公司现在已经倒闭了。
That plastic company had gone bankrupt.
那个年轻的老板死掉了。
The young boss, he passed away.
他曾经是台湾最有钱的人之一。
He at one time was the richest person among the richest people in Taiwan.
实际上他的 uncle 是全台湾最有钱的三个人之一。
His uncle is among the top three richest person in Taiwan.
比武的人都应该知道他。比武的人都应该知道他。
Those graduate from BU or went to BU, goes to BU, know him.
You have a Chai building, Chai 市的 building, 那就是国泰财团里面的蔡万林。
The Chai Performing Center was donated by Mr. 蔡万林。
可是蔡万林他的一个 brother, 他的哥哥，他的那个家族是比蔡万林还要有钱的。
And his brother is even rich, more rich.
现在他哥哥那个家族的除了一个人以外全部破产。
But on his brother's side, except one person, everyone else had gone bankrupt.
所有的东西就好像草像花一样都必过去。
Everything are like grass, like flower, they will pass.
因此什么是可靠的呢？
So what is really something that you can rely on?
神的应许才是永恒的。
Only the Lord's promise is everlasting.
世人所给你的任何的承诺都是短暂的，不可靠的。
The promises from any of other people are all temporary.
再过几个礼拜，很多人要去投票，投选总统。
In a few weeks, many of you will go to the poll to cast your ballot.
所有的总统竞选的候选人所 promise 的事情都不会应验的。
The promises from all maybe all the candidates perhaps will never be fulfilled.
他有千百个理由告诉你为什么不能应验，都不是我的错。
And afterwards, he may have tons of reasons to tell you why he couldn't fulfill it, and none of them would be attributed to his fault.
神的话不会变。
But the Lord's promise, the Lord's word, will never change.
但人的心是会变的。
People's heart may change.
当婚姻出问题的时候
，When you run on the rock with your wedding, with your marriage,
你不必去问对方说，当年结婚典礼那天，你应许我永远不会变的。
And no one would actually ask the other side and says that during the wedding day you have promised you will never change.
他一定会说我没有变，是你变
了。He or she may say it's not me but you.
虽然他变心了，但他认为我心其实没变，是你变了，所以我心才变的。神的话才是永远不变的。
Only our Lord's word will never change.
因此，只有神才是可靠的。
So only the Lord.Is one we can trust.
当我们说安慰的话的时候
，When we speak of the word of comfort,
人会问我怎么知道这个安慰真的会临到我呢
？How do I know that this comfort will descend upon me?
不是依靠人的话。
It is not because of a word of people.
不是依靠人的承诺。
It is not because of the promise of man.
不是因为我们看到整个的情势环境好像很有把握。
It is not because we feel assured because of the environment.
因为第八节说，唯有我们神的话。它会永远立定。
Only because the verse 8 says the word of our Lord stands forever.
神说要安慰安慰我的百姓。
The Lord says comfort comfort my people.
神说你们的罪我已经赦免。
The Lord says your sins are forgiven.
是我们的神说我要你们回来。
It is our God says come back.
这个是我们能够依靠的。
This is something we have assurance on.
最后第九节。
verse 9.
他这边说, 报好信息给西安的, 你要登山, 登高山, 报好信息给耶路撒冷的, 你要极力的扬声, 扬声不要惧怕, 对犹大的城邑说, 看啊, 你们的神。
He who brings good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the town of Judah, here is your God.
事实上第九节一开头那句话也可以有另外一种的翻译。
In fact, at the beginning of the verse 9, there is a different way of translating it.
因为第九节一开头的那个动词,报好信息的那个报字,是用一个阴性的,是一个女性的一个动词。
At the very beginning, the verb says, you who bring tidings, this you is a feminine.
所以有的圣经的翻译本是这样翻译的。
So some of the translations translated in this way.
他说, 报好信息的西安的女子啊, 你要登高山, 报好信息的耶路撒冷的子民啊, 你要极力的扬声。
O daughter of Zion, bringer of good tidings, go up on a mountain. O people of Jerusalem, bringer of good tidings, lift up your voice with a shout.
这些报信息的人是西安的女子, 或者说西安的百姓。
So those who are bringers of good tidings are daughters or people of Zion.
也就是耶路撒冷的子民。
Or the people of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是盖在西安山上。
And Jerusalem is built on the Mount of Zion.
所以西安山跟耶路撒冷是同义词。
So Zion and Jerusalem mean the same place.
圣经上常常提到耶路撒冷的百姓的时候，是用西安的女子。
So very often in the Bible, when the Bible refers to people of Jerusalem, they use the word like the daughter of Zion.
所以它的动词是阴性的，是女性的一个动词。
So this is the feminine word.
谁是西安的女子呢？
So who are the daughter of Zion?
在过去是指犹太人。
In the past, it refers to Israel.
现在所指的是所有的基督徒。
And now it refers to all Christians.
是我们要去带这个好消息。
It is you and I who needs to carry this good tidings.
这是为什么我说第一节所提到说你们要安慰我的百姓，那个你们是指我们所有的信徒。
Therefore, in the first one, you should comfort my people. This you means all of us.
我们要报好消息。
We need to bring the news of good tidings.
而且要 放大我们的声音去报这个好消息。
We should shout out this good news.
小消息是什么呢？
What is this good news?
第九节最后一句话说， 看啊， 你们的神。
It says, here is your God.
看我们的神。
And behold your God.
这个是我们的消息。
This is the tidings, this is the news.
让人们所看见的， 不是这世界上的这样的事情，那样的事情。
So the people will not be looking at things that are happening in this world.
让所有的人是抬头看见这位神。
And people will lift up their eyes and behold this God.
我们的神是怎么样一位神呢？
What kind of God is our God?
第十节这样说。
Verse 10 it says,
主耶和华必向大能者临到，他的膀臂必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。
Says verse 10, see the sovereign Lord comes with power and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him and his recompense accompanies him.
我们的神是怎么样一位神呢？
What kind of God is our God?
他是一个大能者。
He is an almighty and sovereign God.
但他提到说他的赏赐在他那里，但他的报应也在他面前。
It says his reward is with him and his also recompense.
他的赏赐是指的他的恩典。
And his reward means his grace.
他的报应是指的他的公义。
His recompense or his punishment signifies his righteousness.
神的两面我们必须要全面的去看见，去认识。
We need to understand both sides of God.
他的恩典和他的公义。
His grace and his righteousness.
他的慈爱，但是和他的那种愤怒。
And his mercy and his wrath.
我们常常喜欢看一面而已。
Very often we like to view only one side of it.
有的人看见神就感到恐惧战惊。
Some when they see the God, they fear.
好像神是每天眼睛盯盯的看着你的。
Like the Lord is looking at him every day.
每天要挑你毛病的。
And picking on him every day.
所以我每天在神的面前就是觉得好害怕。
So we are very, very fearful day by day.
我没有看见神的恩典，神的慈爱。
This is because we never seen his mercy and his grace.
另外一些人呢，尤其是现代的人。
Some others, especially like those today in this age.
我们喜欢思想神是一位慈爱的神。
We like to think of the Lord and only view Him of His merciful side.
神是我的好朋友。
The Lord is my good friend.
Lord is my buddy. My buddy, buddy. 所以你对神的时候说 Hi, how are you? Fine. No, 我们喜欢跟神 Hi, 忘记了神是一位威严的神。
We want to be too much high into the Lord and forgot that He's also a righteous God.
我们做错事情的时候，我们觉得，哎呀，神是很有恩典的，神知道的，大人不计小人过，哎，没关系。
Whenever we made any mistakes or committed any sins, we're going to say, "Well, the Lord is merciful and He's such a wonderful and great God. He will never really pick on me on this."
神知道我们是软弱的。
The Lord knows that we are weak.
说着说着就软下去了。
As we, and then the more we think about it, the more weaker we become.
就像个巧克力糖一样，就 melt， 就化掉了。
Like chocolate candies on a hot day.
我们需要看见神的两面。
We need to balance our view on both sides of the God.
他有恩典，他有赏赐。
He is a merciful and rewardful God.
他有报应，他也是公义的。
He also is righteous and He will punish.
在这样情况之下，我们才能够传达一个。完整的正确的好消息。
So only under this kind of balance, we can deliver a balanced message.
否则很多时候，你报的好消息是什么好消息呢
？So very often the good tidings you bring forward is like
你把好的一面告诉他。
You have only bring forward the good news.
来信耶稣。
You only bring forward the side that said, "Come to believe in Him."
你信耶稣以后，一切的难处神都替你挑了。
And once you believe in Him, all your difficulties will be burdened by the Lord.
所有好处一样都不缺。
And nothing, you will be lacking.
你看这个基督徒失业了，因为他是基督徒，神就给他一个更好的工作。
And look at this Christian friend, and because he's a Christian, the Lord has, even though he lost his previous job, the Lord gave him an even better one.
你看这个人，他成绩不好。
This person who can't, he used to not do very well in school.
但是因为他是基督徒。
Because he's a Christian.
他进了 MIT.
He's now at MIT.
哇，这么好的消息，你说谁不要呢？
Who would reject such a good news?
所以要进 MIT 的信的主了。
So those who want to come to MIT, first thing is to believe in the Lord.
那有生病的也信主了。
For those who are ill, they believe in the Lord.
那些被女朋友甩掉的也信主了。
Those who are rejected by the girlfriend come to accept the Lord.
最近刚失业的也信主了。
Those who lost their jobs, they came to accept the Lord.
哇，这么好的消息。
It's a wonderful news.
然后他信主了。
So this person accept the Lord.
受洗了。
Baptized.
工作还是没找到。
Still can't find a job.
还是没找到女朋友。
Still can't find a girlfriend.
MIT 也进不去。
Couldn't get MIT reject him again.
病呢，有时候好，有时候没有好。
And sometimes he's sick again.
然后你告诉他说。神是公义的。
Now you bring him the second half of the message. The Lord is also righteous.
好消息是全面的。
A good tidings has to be a complete, a balanced.
所以有一次我在布道会的时候。
One time in an evangelistic meeting.
我布道会的信息是什么呢
？My message was.
在四福音书里面，耶稣有一次对一个年轻的人，他要来跟随耶稣，他说过一句话。
Jesus was speaking to a young person who wanted to come to follow Jesus, and Jesus told him this.
那是一个年轻的、有钱的，而且道德很好的人。
This is a good person, a young and very rich person.
耶稣对他说
，Jesus told him,
你要跟随我吗
？Do you want to follow me?
变卖你一切所有的，然后来跟从我。
You have sell all your possessions, then you come to follow me.
我在布道会讲这个，你要变卖一切所有的，你才可以做基督徒。
So in an evangelistic meeting, this message was my message.
讲完以后，有些弟兄们跑来说：“这是还不是牧师哈，庄弟兄，你这样讲，谁还敢信啊？”
And after the message, some of the brothers and sisters came to me and says, "Wow, if you preach this way, how can people believe?"
那我说，那耶稣为什么对那个年轻人要去信耶稣说你要变卖一切所有的呢
？So I asked him, "Why did Jesus told that young man the same message?"
神要有一个好消息给我们。
The Lord wants to have a good tidings for us.
但福音不是廉价的福音。
The gospel is not a cheap gospel.
是一个昂贵的福音。
It is rather an expensive gospel.
昂贵的福音不是因为你付出多少代价去得到这个。
It is expensive not because you have to pay the price,
而是神为了预备给你这个福音，他付出多少代价。
It is the Lord because He wants to give you this gospel and He has paid the price.
所以当你得到这个福音的时候，
So when you receive this gospel,
你要知道神付出多大的代价为我们预备这个福音。
You need to realize how much the Lord has paid for this.
当我们传福音给别人的时候，
So as we preach the gospel to others,
我们也要提醒那些人，
We have to remind them,
这是一个珍贵的福音。
This is a precious gospel.
这是一个高价的福音。
This is a gospel. This is a salvation won by very high price.
是耶稣基督用自己的生命的代价才给你的。
This is paid by the life of our Lord Jesus. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lamb in his arm and carries them close to his heart and gently leads those that have young.
我们的神好像好牧人一样。
Our Lord is like a good shepherd.
他用四个动词。
He used four verbs.
第一个是牧养。
First, he tends his flock.
第二个，他聚集他的羊群。
Second, he gathered his lamb.
第三个，他用他的膀臂去抱着他的羊羔。
And third, he carried them close to his heart.
最后一个，他引导他的羊群。
And lastly, he leads them.
神也同样的对我们。
This is the same way the Lord is leading us.
神供养我们一切生命的需要。
The Lord feeds us for all our needs.
神把我们聚集在一起。
The Lord gathers us all together.
神也常常在我们最软弱、最无助的时候，好像怀抱着我们。
Also, the Lord embraces us at the moment when we feel the most helpless.
神也引导我们走人生的道路。
And the Lord also leads us to walk our path of life.
我们要受安慰。
We are to be comforted.
我们要回到神的面前来。
We need to return to the Lord.
我们所受的这一切的痛苦，神说够了。
And the Lord says, enough for all the sufferings we have lived through.
来吧。
Come.
接受我的安慰。
Accept my comfort.
我们所有的人也需要把这样的信息告诉我们周围那些伤心破碎的人。
And we also need to carry this message through to all to those around us.
但是有一个很实际的问题。
But there's also one very practical question.
我们关心我们周围伤心破碎的人吗？
Do we really care those around us?
我们可能不在乎。
Perhaps we feel indifferent.
因为我们会觉得我们自己的难处就够多了。
Perhaps we feel we have enough troubles with ourselves.
我没有时间，我没有力量去管别人的事。
I don't have time. I don't have the ability to really to care for them.
但是这边神的吩咐是，你们要去安慰安慰我的百姓。
But here the Lord commands us to go comfort and comfort my people.
你预备好了吗？
Are you ready?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为你自己的话语。再一次安慰了我们。
Lord, we want to thank you because your word had comforted us once again.
你告诉我们说，征战的日子过去了。
You told us that the war has ceased.
责罚也已经够了。
The rebuke is enough.
现在是一个我们回转到你面前的时刻。
This is the time we turn around to you.
我为我们中间所有伤心破碎的弟兄和姊妹们祷告。
I want to pray for all of those here who have a broken heart.
让我们愿意回到你的面前来，让你来安慰我们。
So we may return to you and receive your comfort.
而且让我们能够明白一件事情。
So we all come to realize one thing.
你这一位安慰人的神能够保护我们，也能安慰我们。
The Lord of comfort can bring us comfort and can also protect us.
我们也恳求。
We also ask.
借着我们的患难。
Through our sufferings and difficulties.
雕塑我这个人，预备我这个人。
To reform, reshape me.
使我能够成为安慰别人的人。
So we become the comfort to others.
也让我们众人能够注目看见我们周围的弟兄和姊妹。
So we can be sensitive to those brothers and sisters and friends around us.
许多人也是在患难痛苦当中。
Many of them are living through their suffering right now.
帮助我们愿意爱他们，愿意来帮助他们。
And help us has a willing heart to love them, to help them.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来唱一首诗歌，来做最后的回应。